From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news, more beheadings by the Islamic State militants. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi pledged a suitable response from his government after a video emerged late Sunday purporting to show Islamic State militants beheading 21 Egyptian Coptic Christians kidnapped in Libya. The murders portrayed as retaliation against what a fighter described as the hostile Egyptian church. Coptic Christians, that is, make up about 10% of the Egyptian population and have suffered discrimination and persecution. Denmark's prime minister says Saturday attacks in Copenhagen will not change the country's embrace of free expression. Lisa Bryant reports.
Danish Prime Minister Helle Thorning-Schmidt has described the attacks as a cynical act of terror. She visited Copenhagen's main synagogue on Sunday following the killing of a Jewish security guard.
Our thoughts goes to his family. We are with them today. But our thoughts goes to the whole of the Jewish community. They belong in Denmark. They are a strong part of our community. And we will do everything we can to protect the Jewish community in our country.
The shootings come just over a month after the attacks at Charlie Hebdo magazine and a kosher grocery store in Paris. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
A female suicide bomber in Nigeria killed at least 10 people and wounded 30 more on Sunday when she blew herself up at a bus station in Yobe State. No one claimed responsibility for that attack, but it occurred in a region where Boko Haram has increasingly used young women to carry out its attacks. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council is demanding that Shiite Houthi rebels in Yemen restore the Sana'a government and immediately release U.S.-backed President Abid Rabo Mansour Hadi. Mr. Hadi and his ministers were detained last month when rebels toppled the government. The measure also calls on the Iran-backed rebels to engage in good faith in UN-brokered peace talks. On Saturday, tens of thousands of Yemenis protested against the country's takeover by the Houthis. Italy has closed its embassy in Libya and repatriated its staff amid ongoing violence. The Italian diplomatic corps there was one of the last remaining European missions. Parallel governments and multiple armed militias are locked in an ongoing and deadly power struggle since the death of leader Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. Pro-Russia rebels battling Ukrainian forces near the Russian border sought to modify the new truce deal on Sunday, saying terms of the ceasefire agreement did not apply to the town where most of the fighting had taken place this month. Rebel commander Edward Basurin told reporters that separatist fighters would not observe the truce in the key railway town of Debaltseve, where thousands of Ukraine troops are believed encircled by rebel fighters. Elsewhere, along the jagged front line separating the two sides, witnesses and officials on both sides on Sunday reported relative calm after the ceasefire went into effect early on Sunday. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko ordered his forces to comply with the ceasefire agreed to last week in Minsk.
We strongly demand that all points of the Minsk Protocol, Minsk Memorandum, and Minsk Agreement were immediately fulfilled.
The ceasefire agreement was reached in marathon talks among France, Germany, Ukraine, and Russia, as well as Russia-backed separatists in Ukraine and the OSCE. The leaders of the countries most affected by the West Africa Ebola outbreak vowed at a summit in Guinea on Sunday to eradicate the virus by mid-April. The outbreak, which began 14 months ago, has killed more than 9,200 people in Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia, and devastated their economies and government finances. World Bank said in January the economic damage of the epidemic could run to $6.2 billion. The International Monetary Fund pledged 10 days ago $100 million in aid to those countries. And the U.S. Aviation Agency published a draft of new rules that would regulate the use of small commercial drones if approved. The document requires that in part the unmanned aircraft stay away from bystanders and fly at lower altitudes and speeds.
That's the latest world news from VOA.